You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Happy January 1st, 2022. I wonder how many people are hungover tonight, Rocker.
Not me, Jimmy.
No, we were in bed like, well, I went to bed like 8:30, 9 o'clock last night.
No, it's because I drink Rocker vodka.
It's because I turned 50 years old last couple weeks ago. I'm old. I have to go to bed early. Hey, everybody, 844-967-2789. Rocker, we got a super cool interview coming up next.
Jimmy, Terry Barr, she interviewed just last week the founder of Joey Song, Michael Gomel, and some of the big supporters that are a couple of cool musicians, some here from Wisconsin, and one who calls home Madison home, that's Butch Vig, and then comedian Charlie Barron. So she talked to them about Joey Song, which they have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon this coming week, and they're here to tell you all about it.
Hi, Butch.
We have met before. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Happy Hope
you
there. Had a good Christmas. Oh, my gosh. It's great to see you again.
Right on.
And this is Charlie. I don't know why I'm pointing to the corner of the screen. I was going, but Charlie's in the upper left-hand corner of the screen.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
Oh, my honey. I know you. You don't know me, but I got your book, and we are off and reading and having a great time with it.
Nice. I'm glad you got that.
Yeah. Michael, if you don't mind, why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about Joey's Song for those who do not know, are not familiar. I would have a hard time believing there's anybody out there anymore, but please fill us in on Joey's Song. And of course, Michael Gomel is Joey's dad.
Thanks, Terry. So we started Joey's Song the end of the year in 2010, just after my son Joe had passed away after fighting a particularly heinous form of epilepsy called Dravet syndrome. And so we as a family decided we needed to do something to help the next family. We had actually been thinking about it when Joe was still with us, but at that point, Joe's brother and sister were still under the age of 10. So we had three kids under the age of 10 and one with special needs. So just making it to bedtime was usually the daily goal, let alone starting a charitable foundation to try to raise lots of money. But after we lost Joe, we started down the path of creating Joey's Song. And the original idea was CDs, but again, under the category of terrible timing, this was in 2010, 2011, which is right around the time everybody decided to stop buying CDs.
Right.
And literally stopped deciding to download full CDs and were picking songs off iTunes. And then a couple of years later, it was all Spotify. So we really didn't raise the kind of money we needed to with the CDs, but we would hold these concerts along with them. And that's how we started to grow to where we are today, which is the Silby Theater on January 8th and, you know, raising lots of money to help kids with epilepsy and to fund the research that we need. So I'm sure as we go along, we'll talk more about who's going to be there, but that's what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Absolutely. And of course, I'm going to jump to Butch now because Butch, you have been involved in this thing from the beginning. We all know you are a wonderful Wisconsin native. You come back often. But what about Joey's Song made you decide this is something that you wanted to be part of on a regular basis?
Well, I got asked to join Joey's Song about 10 years ago through Freddie Johnston, who was one of the original collaborators when they put out some of the music compilations. And it turns out I've known Mike for a long time because he's been in the Madison music scene. And as you know, I've been in the music scene for a long time now, Terry. And even though I live in L.A., I still call Madison my hometown because my family lives there and I have so many friends there. And I think I've played every gin joint in Dane County. The great thing about Joey's Song is it gives me an excuse to come back and play with my friends, my bandmates and the Know It All Boyfriends, and the guest artists. Every year we've been growing the show and more people in our stratosphere we've been sucking into the lineup, and it's for a good cause. So it's a win-win gig, and everybody involved with playing, I loves playing Joey's Song, but also just because it's for a good cause, it's even more special.
Absolutely. Okay, here we go, Charlie. This is going to be your first time as part of Joey's Song. Why and what can we expect from you?
Well, don't come expecting me to be, a musical genius out there. I'm more so, as you know, I've said before, like We've got all these great musical tiles coming, you know, on a bathroom wall, and I'm the grout between them. Okay. And you need the grout. Okay. So don't start thinking that you don't need it. No, you don't really need it, but I'm the grout. I'm between sets. I'll be you know, doing some, BSing, some comedy, some bits. I'll be doing some brandy old fashioned tutorials. I got a bookie named Knuckles, who's going to be, you know, helping people with their Packers bets for the Super Bowl. I'll be advising on that. And also I'll be doing a quick set with Adam Gruhl from Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, who we put that album out with last year. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of reasons, a lot of things for me to do. But most importantly, we're going to raise a ton of money for a great cause. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. If you need an assistant with that old fashioned portion, let me know.
Oh yeah. You want a taste test?
Yeah. I think we're all probably pretty good at that. Okay, I'm going back to Charlie real quick because I know the time goes so quickly on this. New book, new tour. What's up? How's it going? And obviously, we're going to have fun with you on January 8th for Joey's Song. But how's the new book going, new tour?
Book's good, you know, so, some supply chain issues. So
yeah, I had book sold out, if I need to let you know that. Yeah.
It was part the book, part, you know, you can't get anything with COVID these days. So right. From the supply chain standpoint. So just take the win, Charlie. Anyway, it's good. It's been fun. But, you know, we've been on tour for a while now. So we got a lot of and Adam's been touring with me. So we've come up with a lot of really fun bits. And they just keep getting better the more we play. So I think it's going to be a great time from my standpoint. And also, it's just an honor to share the stage with, you know, people like Butch and just like, you know, icons in the music industry. I got no business being there, but I'm excited to do it, you know. Yep.
Oh, that's so great. Again, everybody, Charlie Behrens, Manitowoc Minute. Now we're going back to Butch Vig, and everybody knows Butch for all his musical talent as a producer, working with bands like the Foo Fighters. But of course, he is the amazing drummer for Garbage. New music. Are you out and touring, Butch? Are you able to do it?
We had our seventh album, No Gods, No Masters, come out last year, and we toured for 2 months back in August and September.
Yeah.
And It was a little tough just to deal with the logistics because we were extremely safe. And, you know, it was kind of like when we started the tour being under house lockdown. There were no guests. We couldn't go to restaurants. We wore masks everywhere. But the shows ended up being fantastic, and nobody got sick. And so we're keeping that safe protocol for Joey's Song for the Sylvie. There's going to be proof of vaccination or a negative test. Yep. Before you come in, and you know, a lot of people are going to be wearing masks. We're not having any guests backstage. Mike's getting these special air filters that are going to be cleaning, purifying the air in the venue and stuff. But I think people are really starved for live music, and that's what we found when we toured last year. And it does feel good to get back on a stage and play. It feels very celebratory.
Oh, that's so great. And a good reason to celebrate getting all of you together. We have made it to two shows where it was a vax card or proof of a negative test, and it felt very comfortable and very safe. So just to, you know, let people know who get to see this or hear this interview that come to Joey's Song. We need you there. And okay, Michael, back to you. Woo. Who else are we going to see?
Well, you would think the two gentlemen on the call would be more than enough, but we've besides Duke and Freedy and Jay and Pi and all the guys in the Know-It-All Boyfriends, the guests joining this year are Rick and Dax Nielsen, along with Miles and Kelly as the Nielsen Trust. And I know Terry's a big fan, and I've seen her at some Nielsen Trust shows, and it's just, they do such an amazing job. If Robin ever wants to retire, Miles can slide right in on the vocals role and all those great Cheap Trick songs. We've got Dave Perner from Soul Asylum and Laura Jane Grace from Against Me. We've got Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo and Chris Collingwood from Fountains of Wayne. We have Jody Stevens from Big Star and, of course, our pal Corey Chisel, plus Charlie. And we've got an extra comedy, my pal, who I've known even longer than I've known Butch, Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Oh, the good old MS3K. Oh, my goodness.
Another good Wisconsin boy is going to be coming as well to do. He's got a kind of a pre Mystery Science Theater thing he does with some old slides. It's hysterical coming in. So it's going to be, there's not enough hours to pack it all in, it honestly, is what to expect. And it's going to be a lot of collaborating and a lot of folks playing together that might not always get to. And I, as somebody that watches it and has literally no musical talent, to see the joy and the energy that emanates from that stage as people are playing together is worth the price of admission alone.
I cannot support that more. It's going to be terrific. Butch,
it's
going to
be an action-packed 3 hours. An action-packed 3 hours, and Charlie, a.k.a. the Grout, is going to keep it on point and focused.
I love that, Charlie the Grout.
That's what they call me, you know, Charlie the Grout. Old Charlie the Grout, so, you know, it's an honor.
The folks from Menards are on the phone for you, Charlie, I think.
Save big money.
Yeah.
Seriously, I think the three of you could go on tour, and the three of you would do all right. You're pretty funny.
And we're talking about it. We're in talks, you know.
Oh, I love it.
My mom, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Wow. Anything any of you want to add before I have to let you go?
Well, I just want to make sure that we get all the details out.
Thank you, Michael.
January 8th at the Sylvie. Tickets via the Sylvie box office or joeysung.org. We are close to a sellout, so I would not wait until the day of show if you really want to see it. And if you're worried about COVID, as Butch, you know, mentioned before, the Sylvie's super safe. We're putting some extra precautions in for Joey's song because we want to make sure that everybody can feel comfortable and have a good time and not worry about this. So get your tickets if you're interested, because there may not be any the day of the show, and we promise you'll have a lot of fun and you'll do it in a way that you can feel safe.
Oh, that's terrific. I really cannot wait to see all of you. Thank you, you guys.
Yep.
Love you all. Yeah. And especially because you care so much about Joey's song, that means so much. I know what this means to Michael, and I'm glad that it can turn into such a festive event and great party, getting everybody back together.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks,
Thank
Terry.
You all.
Great to see you again.
See you January 8th. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
feed. Money, 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 money,
Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. That's Brand New Garbage, The Men Who Ruled the World. That was a fun song to make radio-friendly, Rocker.
No
but,
doubt.
But it's a great song, and I'm in the midst of getting New Garbage album tracks off the new album now. So.
Well, you know, they are technically a local band, right?
Yeah.
Butch even said he calls Madison his home still.
He calls Madison his home,
even though he stays out in L.A. quite a bit.
Joey Song, that's going to be a good show that's happening next week, I believe. At the
January 8th, did they say?
Yeah. So you were talking about a show earlier. What was that?
Not a show, Jimmy. I was just talking about how we are releasing new music, the first local music of the season here, or the year, I should say, and Sensory Bliss. It's a brand new band. They're having their debut song. We're going to debut it tonight, and we're going to talk to Max Bond, the drummer and lead vocalist, and we're going to find out what's going on.
Awesome. That's coming up here in just a little bit. Stick around. It's local music. Let's have a little party.
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turned the water off. So now we smell like skunks. We don't mind. We got a big bag of reefer. Small pack of papers. Twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there. Flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while. Just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes. The record player scratches. The channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer. Small pack. In the fridge to eat, unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Yeah, we use scrape off the cardboard, you don't need it all. It goes good with a big bag.
impossible to find anything living in the dark. So we moved our shit across the street, and now we're living in the park. And we like it with a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the former with a scale from the ladder. Get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air, blast all of all cares away for a while.
Bradley Fish, Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7. Stick around next hour. Nick Blaschke from Retro will be on. And then Iggy Ray Vicious will be live in the Devil's Lair. That's just coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, Linda, the Zeros, Too Hot on Max Inc. Radio.
With the Devil and listen to the local music and interviews with Max Inc. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. This is Max Inc. Radio.